Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
This is Tim Staples of Catholic Answers. I'm excited to let you know that I also teach high school apologetics for homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. There are also recorded independent learning courses at homeschoolconnections.com. Whether you take apologetics with me, literature with Joseph Pierce, or philosophy with Bill Donahue, or any of the other 400 plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, it's a great way to get Catholic learning for your family.
Hello, I'm Kendra Von Esch, and you are listening to my 10-minute daily podcast, Reality Reflections. I bought into what this world said would make me happy. Money, prestige, power. And hey, if it feels good, do it, because life is stressful, so party hard. Do whatever makes you happy. But that didn't quite work out, because I felt even more insecure, full of fear, shame and anxiety, and never, ever good enough. Then God found me and flipped my reality upside down and transformed my life. And I want this for everyone. So I left my executive career to help others find true acceptance, supernatural peace, joy, and love that only comes from a relationship with God. Here is my reality reflection for today. Sometimes fear gets the best of us. And sometimes fear gets the best of those who we love. And right now I'm kind of dealing with both. So let's talk a little bit about that. Fear. I've heard 365 times in the Bible, Jesus says, God says, do not be afraid. Do not worry. Do not fear. But yet that is the major attack point of Satan. And we're programmed to fear. That's really how our lives and the culture and the TV and the radio and the news and the movies and fear, 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 always. And it's one of the most beautiful gifts when you can deliver that fear away. But sometimes it's a constant deliverance. You don't stop. You keep delivering the fear. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind the spirit of fear. And I command you to go to the foot of the holy cross for Jesus Christ to pour his precious blood on you and to receive your sentence, never to come back again. Heavenly Father, please fill me with your blessings. Fill me with your peace, with your love, with your joy. Fill me with more faith. Say it over and over and over again. Pay attention to how your body feels. Pay attention to the moments when, oh my goodness, it just went away. That pit in my stomach, that bodily anxiety, it went away. And so I'm dealing with that with my husband, who is on a journey. There is no question about it. And I keep trying to say, look, we can't have fear about this. We've got to let it go. And he says, it's so hard. And it's finance driven. I am sure a lot of you are out there watching investments, or maybe you're concerned about your future, your retirement. It's the hardest thing to detach from money, from what this world says you need
in order to be happy. It's one of the worst things. And yes, God knows we need money. He's not an idiot. He knows that that's what makes the world go round, if you will. Of course, love should make the world go round. But what he wants to do is have us trust that he will provide for us. That he knows what we need before we even ask it. That we don't need to worry about what we're going to wear or what we're going to eat. What we have to worry about is what God is going to do in our lives. And somebody's rolling a garbage can out. So if you hear noise, I apologize. But that's really what it's about. He knows what we need, but we have to trust that his timing is perfect. We have to let go when there are certain things that we can't control. And then we have to really be careful that we don't make decisions in fear. So if you're struggling with fear, worry, anxiety, someone that you know is and doesn't quite have the faith walk that you have, doesn't deliver spirits, doesn't really understand that fear, anxiety, and worry is not a spirit of God, and that we are falling into the temptation of Satan, we're falling right into his hands. The last thing Satan wants us to do or to be is calm and happy and peaceful and loving and to trust that God will take care of us. That doesn't mean that we sit here and we sit on our hands and don't do anything. But we do have to take each day as it comes, each moment as it comes, and do our best to trust in God, to let it go to him, and to give it to him. And so I put an email together for my husband, and I started searching for Bible verses. And this is not always something that I do with my husband. I do send him some things like the readings that I think might pertain. But today I went to go find all of the fear verses that I thought could help in this situation. So I want to read a couple to you. Isaiah 12:2, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation." Isaiah 41:10, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous hand." 1 John 4:18, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves punishment, and the one who fears is not perfected in love." Psalm 94:19, "When my anxious thoughts multiply within me, your consolations delight my soul." Proverbs 10:24, "What the wicked fears will come upon him, but the desire of the righteous will be granted." Think about that one. What the wicked fears, it will come upon them, but the desire of the righteous will be granted. That's one to keep in your pocket. Proverbs 10:24. 2 Timothy 1:7, "For God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and discipline." Proverbs 3:25, "Do not be afraid of sudden fear, nor of the onslaught of the wicked when it comes." Psalm 56:4, "In God, whose word I praise, in God I have put my trust. I shall not be afraid. What can mere man do to me?" Isaiah 41:10, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous hand." Well, that's a duplicate. Psalm 34:4, "I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears." That's the best. I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. What's that mean? Well, did you call on the name of Jesus to deliver the spirits of fear? That's what that means. You sought the Lord. He answered you, and he delivered you from all your fears. It's big. Proverbs 1:7, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction." Fear of the Lord is not being afraid of punishment. Fear of the Lord is the beautiful gift of the Holy Spirit to not want to disappoint God. So you are walking the righteous path. You are doing what you can to live virtuously and take his instructions. Psalm 23:4, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Couple more. Luke 12, verse 4 through 5, "I say to you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will warn you whom to fear. Fear the one who, after he has killed, has authority to cast into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him." And that is a little bit more of fear of the Lord, right? Don't do anything to disappoint the Lord. Stay righteous. Stay holy. Last, Psalm 34:4, "I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears." And that's a duplicate, but I think that's the one we should end on, because that's what I ended on with my husband. And I typed out a brief deliverance prayer so that he says, "In your name, Jesus, I cast out the spirit of fear and worry. And then, Jesus, fill me with your peace." I'm making them short and sweet so that he can say them and use them. I don't know if he will, but boy, I sure hope so. He listened to one of my talks, and I did speak about my deliverance experience. And I shared with everyone that we're in a battle, and the feelings that are not of God, and the spirits that attack us can be managed with Jesus. And fought and destroyed. I like to look at it as war. When it's spiritual warfare, you got to think of, yeah, I'm going to win. I'm going to do everything I can to win, win, win. So let's keep fighting fear. Let's keep delivering fear, filling ourselves with the peace of God, and helping those around us do the same. Teaching. We can teach people how to find the peace with God. Even if they don't do it, we've given them an introduction. We've planted that seed. Maybe they don't do it, but they come back to you later, a month from now, a week from now, a day from now, an hour from now. "Hey, what was that thing that you told me?" So let's not let fear overrule us. Let's kick it to the curb the minute it comes, and let's call on the power of Jesus in our lives today and those around us to help fight that fear, the anxiety and worry that is everywhere. I don't care what it is. It could be about your future. It could be about coronavirus. It could be about politics. It could be about a family situation. It could be about health, death. Maybe you're making major changes in your lives. There's, you know, plenty of ways Satan can mess with us. Stirring up some fear, anxiety, and worry is his best outlet. his first go-to. Alrighty, everyone. I love you all. Fear not. Do not be afraid. Call on Jesus and gather his peace throughout your soul. Go be love and joy and disciples. Have a blessed and inspired day.